clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal.
Rainbows high and deep into the end zone, and it is caught. Caught for a touchdown. A leaping touchdown catch.
Here he goes. He'll be chased, and he is gone. 97 yards. Oh, what a way to start.
Does he get both feet in right here at the end, Jim?
What are they going to roll it? He caught it? Touchdown! He did what?
He runs to the 50. He runs to the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
We are seeing another spectacular effort by Marino, who fires. Touchdown!
Oh, that's loose.
Allen steps up.
Jumps over the defenders to pick up the first.
Says a prayer.
Stop it!
Oh, please!
What a catch!
That's insane!
The game's final play is a Wilson lock to the end zone, which is fought for by Tate with Jennings simultaneous. Who has it? Who do they give it to?
Welcome into Simultaneous Catch, folks. I am Adam Jeffrey Rossi.
And I am Josh Lapping.
Guys, football is upon us. I could not be more excited. And this is our preview episode. And for staunch fans of Simultaneous Catch.
Staunch?
Yeah. If you've been here since our first episode uploaded on a YouTube channel days, you know that we never do the same thing for our season preview. At one point, we were going to do every division, and then one year we tried to do the AFC and NFC of each direction, and last year we just did one preview. So there is actually unreleased preview episodes of Simultaneous Catch where Josh nails breakout player predictions, and I got to tell you, only I know that. So welcome into the show, folks. We're very, very excited. Preseason's over. Rosters have finished their cuts. And we are just a short ways away from opening night, Detroit versus Kansas City. We will hopefully have an episode up before week one to give a little preview and get into Pal's picks, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Are you two-time defending champ? Or
No. Don't put that crown on me yet. I will be.
Ooh, I will be. Here we go.
Yeah.
But I say let's just get into it, Pal, yeah?
Let's do it.
Let's get into it. So we're just going to go. How we're going to do this for our listeners is we're going to do our playoff pictures first. We're going to go through our top four seeds, a.k.a. the division winners, and then we'll each share our wild card teams, and we'll sort of discuss and debate from there. And then we'll do AFC first, then we'll do NFC, and then we'll go through our season award predictions, ending with our Super Bowl predictions, which last year were very wrong. If those of you remember, we both picked Ravens Packers. We just had different winners. And obviously neither of those teams made it. But yes, so sound good?
Let's do it.
So let's start with the AFC and let's start with our top four seeds. So would you rather go division by division picking the winner, or do you want to go through seeds 1 through 4? What's more fun to you?
We can go by division.
Let's go by division. So let's start with the AFC West, which should be the easiest division to pick, I think, in the AFC. I have the Kansas City Chiefs, and you have...
I also have the Chiefs. But isn't it funny that we said it's the easiest one last year?
Yeah.
It was touted as going to be, like, this wild
and
thing.
And what's so funny is, like, I 1,000% agree with you. I'm wondering if the North is going to be that way this year, because I think that a lot of people think the AFC North is going to be one of the toughest divisions of football. I think it's going to be one of the toughest divisions of football, along with the AFC East as well. But not all of these divisions can be tough divisions. Some of them are going to turn out to be easy when we didn't think they were going to be. Because you're absolutely right. I remember during the whole preview, we were talking about, man, all these are going to be televised. These clashes are going to be awesome. And some of them were, right? I think the Chiefs-Chargers games were fun, right? But for the most part, the Chiefs ran away with it. So, yes, I have the Chiefs. I'm not really concerned. In fact, I think they got better. I mean, now that they have, like, Isaiah Pacheco with a full off season, he looked very good in camp, reports have said. A couple of nice plays in preseason. They've added more weapons in the offensive side of the ball. They lost Juju, but they added Rashee Rice in the second round, Who knows if Kadarius Toney is ever going to really play football again? but I have no concerns about the Chiefs. I'm assuming you're the same.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think I wouldn't say there are no concerns about the Chiefs. I mean, I think losing Orlando Brown is going to be a big one.
Yeah, tackle's going to be an interesting thing to follow for them through the season.
Because when that was their whole thing about the offseason last year after the Super Bowl loss, or two right. years ago, I mean, was getting that offensive line. So then they go and they get Brown in the trade from Baltimore, and then he doesn't want to be there, which I mean, I really do think he didn't want to be there because I think the Chiefs offered him more money than Cincinnati did. But so that, I mean, they do have a lot of young pieces on the line that are really good. I really like Creed Humphrey and a lot of those pieces, but yeah, I mean, it is far from like, oh man, this is the super team. I know we say that because of Patrick sure. Mahomes and Andy Reid, but like,
yeah, I wouldn't consider them a super team, but I do think they're the team in the AFC that I have the least questions about.
Okay.
That's how I would characterize them. Do you want to say what seed you have them finishing at? Or
Sure, if that's what you'd like.
I think that's probably easiest because right, we're going to go through four. You know what I mean?
I have them at two.
Ooh, yes. Can't wait to hear one. I have them at the one seed. It's boring. So, all right, let's go to the next. We were just talking about the North. Let's go AFC. Oh, well, actually, you know what? Before we move on so quickly from that, just a brief of the rest of the teams in the division. No, you know what? Let's not do that because we might have wild card teams and I don't want to give it away in the discussion of that yet. You know what I mean? Yeah, I know. I don't want to give it away in the discussion right now if we were to discuss the rest of the division, right?
Yeah.
If we have them. So let's go.
The AFC is tough.
Yeah,
man.
So we'll do the division winners first, the seeds, and then we'll talk about wild card. That'll give us a chance to talk about other teams and other divisions. Let's go to the North because we just talked about it. Your division champion is
the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay. Are you in
Joey B?
Are you not concerned about his injury?
He's
questionable
for
week one, I think.
So reports as of today, which is, you know, it's Thursday, August 31st, but he's been out there and they're saying he looks full strength. He looks fine. He looks good.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's a concern that it was a fairly normal play that he got injured on. He was just rolling out and he strained his calf. Yeah, and I mean, calf things, as a Packers fan, I know all about calf injuries. They're tricky. So, yeah, I mean, it's a reason for concern, but I really like what they did with their offseason. I know, I mean, they got Brown from the Chiefs. I know they lost some big defensive pieces, especially in the secondary, that they're having to replace with younger pieces. So I get that they're coming in and plugging in those pieces, which we'll have to see how that translates, but I just really like the team as a whole. And, you know, this was coming from a guy that last year was like, they're not even going to make the playoffs. Like,
we both had him missing the playoffs last year.
I have bought in. I was not a believer in Zach Taylor and the Bengals train, but I am buying in now.
So I will semi-spoil the wild card picks for me. I don't have the Bengals missing the playoffs. I do, however, have the Baltimore Ravens winning the division. I picked them last year, and I fully believe had Lamar not gotten hurt, they would have gotten it done. And I feel like a lot of people are forgetting that the Ravens, with so many players missing and Tyler Huntley starting, almost beat the Bengals in the wild card round last year. Yeah. I just think they're an incredibly good team. They've got one of the best coaches in the NFL, and I'm putting all my chips in the middle for Lamar Jackson and this newly revamped offense. What I do hate is that there are the dumb former coaches like Eric Mangini showing up on sports shows being like, they're going to force him to throw the ball and they're going to take out what's best about him. Like, that's, you're dumb. Just because they're
I don't know if I think that's dumb.
Just because they're going to call pass plays doesn't mean that means that Lamar can't use his legs. It just means that they're going to focus on putting the ball in the air. He's still going to run the football, right? Like, I think it's so stupid to be like, you're going to make him not run? You're just going to make him a passer? Nobody said that. They're gonna call more pass plays, yes. But that doesn't mean they're just going to force him to not run the football. I think that this is the best receiving core that he's had in his tenure as a Raven. He's had some nice players here and there. We don't really know fully what OBJ will be, right? But we have him. We have Bateman hopefully coming back healthy. We all know how much I loved Zay Flowers coming in the draft. I was very excited for him. They have Mark Andrews. They have second-year tight end Isaiah Likely now. J.K. Dobbins, knock on wood, is supposed to be back full bill of health. Gus Edwards. I believe in all these pieces, and I like a lot of their young talent on defense. I think this will be, again, and I'm predicting it, which I did last year, so it's probably wrong. I predict this to be the closest division in the NFL, so we'll see what happens. But I think I have all the, because I go through and do all the picks, I think this division, I have everybody within one game except for whoever is in last place. But I won't spoil that.
Hot though. Dang. I want to speak to the Lamar thing real quick. Sure. I hear you. Yeah. I mean, it's not as if Lamar Jackson is going to be the runs once or twice because feels pressure, sure, or whatnot. Right.
He's going to run.
But yeah, he will run, but... I hear what the talking heads are saying. I understand it. I don't think it's idiotic to be like, oh, this isn't necessarily this guy's strength, and we're feeding more into that, which I think they shouldn't, because they need to prolong Lamar's career, and that's going to, sure, happen by, yeah, having him pass more than and relying on his legs. Yeah.
I think
it's the right move, but I hear, yeah, what they're saying, that he's such a dynamic weapon. Let him do what he does to win the game, which will still happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yes. I think it's still going to happen. I just don't know why. We just had this conversation. It's a talking heads thing. They have to take a strong stance because it's what gets views, but I think it's stupid. anyway, I have the Ravens as the fourth seed, though. I don't have them. So I have the Chiefs at one, and I have the Ravens at the fourth seed.
Okay.
So do you have the Bengals as the one seed?
I have... Cool Joe taking it over with the one.
Okay, wow, all right. Yeah. They technically, mathematically could have last year had they finished the Buffalo game and won, I think, because they would have had the same record against the Chiefs and the tiebreaker. So it could have happened last year.
I think this is the year they get it done.
All right, let's go to the AFC South now. Okay. I will start this time. I'm not buying the Jags hype, man.
Ooh.
I think the Jags are a good football team, and I think they're going to be fun to watch because Trevor Lawrence is very good. They get Calvin Ridley back. They added some nice pieces. I'm not buying them, though. I'm buying the Tennessee Titans as the division winner. They were 7-2 to start the year, the number one seed in the AFC, halfway through the season. And then every single player on their team got hurt. I mean, like, literally every single player. And it was bad, right? I think they lost out, if I'm not mistaken, after starting 7-2. I believe in Mike Vrabel, and I believe in a healthier team. I love the addition of DeAndre Hopkins. He's only 30 years old. I do not buy him not being a valuable piece in an offense anymore. To finish the year, he was one of the top four receivers in the back half of the season once he came back last year with the Cardinals. I believe in Mike Vrabel and this team, and I have not given up on Ryan Tannehill. Derrick Henry, we keep saying eventually he's going to fall off, and he's like the Tom Brady of running backs. He just keeps on chugging, right? I'm really high on the Titans this year. I have the Titans as the second seed.
Oh my gosh.
I like the Jaguars. I just think that I feel like that the Jaguars are one of those possible regression teams because they shocked so much last year and won that playoff game in such a crazy way. I think they are bound for some regression, and in a tight AFC, that's sometimes what keeps you out, is if you regress just a little. And I think that a healthier Titans team continues the trend that they were on towards last year with better weapons this year.
Okay. I hear you. That's bold. That is bold. I don't think it's bold to say that they win. I think it's bold to say that they're all the way at the two.
So once we finish the thing, I'll give you the rundown of records. All four seeds are separated by one or a half a game. That's how tight I have the AFC. So, one, two, and three seed are all 11-6. So that it's just a tiebreaker.
Pretty exciting. Yeah, I disagree. I have the Jags.
Tell me why they don't take a step back.
Because there is continuity for the first time in Trevor Lawrence's career, which I understand this is only year three, right? So from year one to year two. But I don't think we can undersell how bad year one was. This has never come out to my knowledge. I feel... Because Trevor Lawrence won everywhere, right? Trevor Lawrence never faced the struggles.
Has never lost on a Saturday.
He's never struggled the way that he didn't. And I feel like that got in his head. It's like, am I even good at football anymore? Like, what's going on? Like, I'm not the key to this.
We talked about that a little bit with Tua and what it takes to have somebody just believe in you and what it does for your psyche.
Doug Peterson came in and you kind of talked a little bit about how the Titans kind of flipped the switch for the worse. I know the Jags won the first couple games, and I was like, yeah, look at this team. Like, no one's talking about them. They fell off. But they're the ones that flipped the switch the other way around to win last year, which I feel like now that they're buying into this, they're buying into it. We believe in ourselves. They get Calvin Ridley back, who, from all reports, has just been amazing. His preseason was great. I'm really excited to see him back on the field. I know he's a player we both really like. I'm just really looking forward to this.
I think there are two teams that I picked division winners that I was no sorry there are two teams that I have not a lot of confidence in, and it's my opinion on the Jaguars, and then it's another NFC team that we'll get to. But I'm not going to be stunned if they show up and just crush it. Right, not going to be stunned by that. I just.
I can definitely see it being like, I don't think this is a, like,
I don't think they're
the Jags are 11 wins and like everyone else is six.
Sure.
Like, I can see that. I think the Titans are going to be formidable.
Right.
Like, they're not going to be like a 4-win team like some people. Yeah. They're not garbage.
I don't think the Jags are going to fall off either. I think, you know, they're, yeah. Well, we can get to it a little bit.
I have them as the fourth.
You have them as the four. Okay. So we both have the three left, right?
Oh, I thought you said somebody else. Nah, yeah, I guess
I have the Chiefs, Titans, and then the Ravens are at four. So we have the three left. So whoever wins the AFC East for us is the three seed. And so for you, that is?
The New York Jets.
Are you saying this for real?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
go
ahead. I think it's going to be the Jets.
Go ahead.
I think, you know, I think Nick Wright is incredibly wrong about how they're the most overrated 7-2 team last year in NFL history and whatnot. I think their defense is terrifying. I think oh my gosh, blanking on my words here. I'm sorry. First episode back in quite a while. I think continuity there is going to be really huge. Again, I was not a believer in – I'm as much of a believer in Sauce Gardner being as dominant as he was, and he just proved me wrong. So we'll have to see if that continues, but I hope it does because I think he was really fun to watch. The offensive line is definitely a question mark, but I really feel like if they just had a quarterback last year, they would have won the division.
It's possible. Because they beat us once with Zach Wilson, and they – were toe-to-toe with us with their third-string quarterback. And that, with, like, because Mike White started, then got knocked out, and then Wilson came back in, and they still almost beat us. So I do have the Bills. I'm not going to spend a ton of time on the Bills. I think that we are in the perfect scenario now because now we're not the favorite, and people are not picking us to win the division. People are not picking us to win the Super Bowl. That I would rather be there than where we were last year because as excited as I was, it's not fun to be the front runner where everybody's like, the Bills, like, they're going to do it all. And then you have guys like Nick Wright being like, there's no reason why they should be the favorite. So I'm so excited to not have to worry about that. Although if we start off strong, it's going to happen again. It's just how it happens in the NFL. But I am massively concerned about the offensive line for the Jets. And we will see what happens. They could. The offensive line is one of those positions where you definitely need to have guys, but that you need that continuity. You need them working together, that they can improve year to year, I think, more so than other positional groups. I feel like I believe that for quite some time. So I could see it going positively and them challenging and winning the division. The only team in this division that I cannot see winning it is the Patriots.
There are some people out there that think it's going
to
happen.
And they're crazy, and that's fine, and I'm happy for you to believe that. But the rest, the other three, I absolutely can see winning. So I do have the Bills at three. So and then you have the Jets at three. So now we get to the three playoff wild card teams. This is one of the hardest things I had to do. So do we want to go 3-3 or go back and forth? What's more fun to you?
I think back and forth.
All right, so your sixth seed.
My fifth seed?
The fifth seed, the first wild card team in the AFC playoffs next year is?
Is Buffalo Bills.
Okay. So I know you don't do the records thing like I do. How much of a difference do you see it being? Like, do you see this coming down to the final week kind of division, or they are the fifth seed, so obviously they have to have a better record than the rest of the seeds.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I don't know if anything I'll say here is mathematically possible.
No, yeah.
I think the Jets will have two games on the Bills.
Okay, cool. All right, fair enough. I had the fifth seed as the Dolphins.
Ooh.
Yeah, I really love the Dolphins this year. I have the Dolphins not winning the division by one game. I really believe in the Dolphins this year. People might laugh. I buy in 100% to this Tua took judo Muay Thai training to land properly and not get as hurt. I don't know if you saw this, but Dan Orlovsky did a breakdown of a play where he got spun and it was similar to the concussion play, and it shows him using his momentum so he doesn't get hurt. I buy into it 100%. I'm eating it up with a ladle. I love it. I think he's going to be healthy, and when he's healthy, I said it on our quarterback ranking episode, he's a top 10 quarterback for me. So I really think 17, 16 games with Tua Tagovailoa means the playoffs for the Dolphins. And the way I have it set up means that we avoid them in the first round, which is good because you guys almost beat us last year with Skylar Thompson. So I will go next with sixth seed. This is where I have the Bengals, so I don't have them missing the playoffs. I have the Ravens and the Bengals both at 10-7, and so it's just a tiebreaker because the Ravens beat them and win the tiebreaker.
Okay.
So yeah, I believe in the Bengals too. I obviously last year I had them missing by like one game, right? So it's not like I'm crazy off of how good I think they are. I worry about early on. I feel like they've got some tough games early on, and I also think that they, even though they're saying Joe's a full go, I think it's just human nature to be a little bit hesitant starting off to sort of get back into the swing of things. Let's not forget they started 0-2 last year, right? So I think that they can get off to a little bit slower start, and then I just think the head-to-head puts them at the sixth seed. So.
Okay. I have Baltimore here at six.
Okay. Okay.
I really like, and I credit it to Harbaugh. I think you said when you were talking about the Ravens, they have one of the best head coaches, and I agree with that, and I feel like he writes a lot of ships. He studies those things really, really well. I think, you know, we're talking about the new offense being a plus. I feel like that's going to be a little rocky at first, you know?
It could be. Yeah, it's a good, very good point. It could take some time, for sure.
So I feel like I'm really excited to see it. I'm excited to see, I mean, I've always kind of liked the Ravens' weapons that have never fully panned out. So we're always like, oh, yeah, I know new
Bateman
weapons.
Bateman was your guy coming in.
Yeah, I really liked Bateman. Yeah.
He looked good when he was healthy.
So we'll see what he has when he has this full stable of wide receivers and whatnot. But I just see them being second in the division.
Okay, so then we go to the last team in the AFC that makes it. Spoiler alert, I don't have the Jets in the playoffs. I have the Pittsburgh Steelers being the seventh seed.
Steelers.
I have three.
Are you just doing this for like all our friends that you
no,
know?
Yeah, so right.
Like, I have the Dolphins and the Steelers and everybody that listens.
Wait till we get to the NFC. No, I buy into the Pittsburgh Steelers this year the way the media is buying into the Detroit Lions, because they finished just as strong as the Lions did, and hardly anybody's been talking about them.
Sure.
It's the drumbeat has started to get louder in the last couple of weeks. I think Kenny Pickett's perfect preseason really kind of raised some eyebrows and perked some ears up. But I have all three of these teams at 10-7, and the order just happens with tiebreakers. Do I really understand the tiebreakers? No, because I just picked every game in the system mathematically, you know, spurred it out for me. But I really wanted to pick the Steelers to win this division. That's how confident I am in them. I think Kenny Pickett's ready for a huge second season. I don't think George Pickens is the best receiver in the NFL, but he certainly believes so, and belief in yourself is very important. And I love the duo of Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren. I think they can be the circa Tony Pollard, Zeke Elliott from a couple years ago kind of combination, right? And they just have great weapons. They won all these games and went on this run last year largely without their best player in TJ Watt. And he should be healthy, knock on wood, this year to be there for them. So I have so much belief in the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Sure, sure. I get it. I understand. I am a little worried right now about Pittsburgh's secondary. I think there's a lot of new parts, and I get I said this about Cincinnati, so you can't be like, well, Cincinnati, like, but I don't know if when your savior is aging Patrick Peterson, when you're like, this is the guy, we're getting this guy.
And it's always, we talked about how synergy is important and how things work in sort of collaboration, right? So my belief is that their front seven is going to be so good that the coverage won't have to be as good.
Sure. So. And that is totally fair, totally valid. I hope our boy PSU Joey Porter Jr. comes in and it's lights out.
Yeah.
But we'll just have to see. So I am getting a little wild here. I'm going to shoot my shot. It doesn't matter, you know, if I'm wrong, you're like, oh yeah, of course you're wrong. But if I get it right, then it's like, wow, Josh said that. I'm going with the Denver Broncos.
Okay,
with the
seventh seed. I was really, really interested in what your seventh seed is, because this means we both don't have the Chargers in there, which is crazy. And all that stuff, that means that you have the Dolphins missing. You have the Titans missing, right? It's just hard to do.
The AFC is pretty nuts. It's pretty nuts. I have a lot of faith, though, with the pieces that were already in Denver, and I don't think were fully utilized, and the additions. They completely revamped the offensive line with pieces that I think are really good players. I'm really excited for their secondary, which I already think is really strong, to take another step. Pat Surtain may be my favorite corner in the league right now.
Yeah, they said, I think in terms of defense, they said it, had they scored 4 or 5 more points a game last year, they would have been like the 2 seed or something.
They just
couldn't put up points.
I get that Jerry Jeudy's already injured, which stinks because he was my favorite wide receiver coming out that year. Oh, wait, no, he wasn't. Was he? He was your favorite.
No, you love CeeDee Lamb.
I do love Jerry Jeudy. Yeah. Still like Jerry Jeudy a lot.
I do like.
So like, I want to see him stay on the field and stay healthy, but right now it's not helping or happening. But their second round pick, Marvin Mims, or is he a third round pick? I can't remember. He is there, and I think he's really a talented piece.
A lot of reports that he's been very, very impressive.
They did not need a wide receiver in that position, and Sean Payton's like, this is my guy. I really am just buying in that Sean Payton's going to do some special things there.
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, I could see it happening. I'm just obviously not picking it. So, before we move on to the NFC, who was your toughest cut out of all of the AFC playoff teams?
I mean, I think there are two, and they're, in my opinion, you have one of them in the Dolphins, but there are a lot of question marks in my mind about the Dolphins, one being the most obvious that every Dolphins fan or maybe just everybody knows and talks about outside of Tua's injury history, because I do like what I've seen from Tua and I believe in Tua, but it's their offensive line. And I think the secondary is being a little overblown, but I mean, like, when you get a piece like Jalen Ramsey and then you're like, oh, he's not going to be there for half the season, like, that's a blow, you know? That's a blow.
I have both the Chargers and the Jets at 9 wins, and they're just boxed out. And it was hard because I think Kellen Moore's offense with Justin Herbert is going to be exciting.
That's my other pick.
Yeah, but it was so hard for me to pick them because, and I talked about it a little bit on the quarterback episode, and I could be a fool for believing this. I'm just a little bit concerned about Justin Herbert not really being able to get it done sometimes, right? I know wins aren't technically a quarterback stat, like, right? Like, in the comeback, it's like, could the defense make one stop? I agree, but it's like, could he have put up one more score in that time too, right? Like, there's a give and a take with this. So I just...
There's definitely a give and a take. Yeah. I completely agree with you. But the reason for me that I think they absolutely can be in this seven is because they have so many great defensive pieces. But let's not forget that Brandon Staley is a defensive-minded coach. But they've just been bad. Like, it's just bad, and I don't get it. Like, I would get it if you're like, I'm this air raid guy, and I don't pay attention to the defense, and that wasn't my special. But, like, when you've been like, I'm a defensive coordinator background, it's like, then why is this piece, especially when you have so many pieces?
If our predictions hold fast, Staley gets fired next year if they miss the playoffs.
Yeah?
If he missed the playoffs, yeah, he gets fired. And then maybe they consider Kellen Moore, right, depending on how good their offense was during this run. If the Jets miss the way I have it, I don't know if Saleh gets fired.
Okay.
Because if it's close and Rodgers likes him, Rodgers is going to be like, no, we're running this back, right? Now, if it's close and Rodgers, like, he's the problem, they'll get rid of him, right? And then Nate Hackett will be the head coach, and then they'll fall apart again. But All right, so just a quick breakdown of what I have. I have the top four being KC, Tennessee, Buffalo, and Baltimore, with my three wild cards being Miami, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh. And Josh has
Cincinnati as one, Kansas City as two, New York Jets, the Jags, and the wild cards are the Bills, Ravens, and Broncos.
Should be pretty crazy, man. That was murderer's row. There were some tough picks in the NFC, which we're going to now.
You know why the Broncos are really okay?
Why?
Because Russ is retired.
Russ is retired?
Russ is retired.
What does that mean?
I can't remember what he said now. Damn.
What did he say?
What was the thing? Was it, let's ride?
Let's ride. Yeah, Broncos
that's
country?
That's not his thing anymore.
Let's ride. What's his thing now?
I don't know. Don't know.
Broncos country? Let's just play football.
Football.
Football. Let's go to the NFC. Let's start with the... Let's just go to the weirdest division with my pseudo team in it. Let's go to the NFC South, because I know what your pick's going to be. So you start off
know.
And let's go with it. The NFC South, who wins it?
The NFC South is going to be won pretty easily by the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, easily.
Easily.
You're wrong, but go ahead.
Yeah, this team is good. They have a great...
They are a good team. I will say that.
Good,
I will say that. They
to
have a
great
good team.
Defense.
I agree with that statement.
And I think they have a really under, especially in your opinion, underrated offense. I get that Alvin Kamara is going to be out for a little bit, but I like what they have with their backs. I know you don't believe in Derek Carr, even though 365 days ago you're like, they're going to beat Kansas City.
The Raiders suck and I hate them.
I think that's the only reason that you're doing this is because they cost you Pal's pick. If that hadn't, if you'd won Pal's pick, you'd be like, yeah, Derek Carr, I love that guy.
I guarantee you if we go back at the numbers, they probably did cost me Pal's pick.
Oh, well, they did. I know it. I know they did.
So I agree that the Saints are a good football team. I just think...
Chris Olave...
I do. I'm excited for Chris Olave.
Had an extraordinary year. Statistically, not only like what he put on the field, but just things that he was able to do.
Yeah, there was a stat that I was listening to the other morning on my walk, and it was saying that there are only five receivers who had a certain yards per route run in the last like 30 years, and Olave's on that list with like rookie year OBJ and Justin Jefferson and like all just like every great receiver that you could think of in the last 20 years was on this list, including Olave. So I am high on Olave. I'm just picking the Falcons, and I don't think that it's – I did it last year. No, I didn't do it last year. Did I do it last year?
I don't know.
I probably did because I'm an idiot.
Probably. Falcons.
I think pound for pound, this offense is better than the New Orleans offense, and I think that the Falcons defense can surprise some people this year because I like a lot of their young talent that they brought in. And I just refuse to believe that Desmond Ridder is that bad that he can't be better than what Mariota was last year. And I kind of mentioned this to you. Mariota was one of the quarterbacks followed on Netflix's quarterback. They lost so many tight, close games last year. Some of them heartbreak that had nothing to do with Mariota, and some of them to do with the fact, excuse me, that he fumbled or he made one incorrect throw, or like it's just, it was so small. And I, as much of a Mariota fan as I am, you have to look at that when you see the evidence and be like, okay, I was wrong. He was a part of the problem. And I just think that I believe in Ridder taking enough of a step that this offense could be incredibly dominant. And I think they're going to win a lot of ground and pound games with Bijan and Algier. And I think they said Patterson's going to be a little bit more of a slot receiver this year than a running back, but they'll still give him carries. I think those three guys with Ridder, with Kyle Pitts, with Drake London, who I think is also going to be one of those sophomore year jump receivers, I just don't know how many defenses stop that unless Ridder is terrible, right? Which is a possibility. I just refuse to see it. I think that he does like 3,100 yards, 20 touchdowns, and like 8 picks. And that's not an amazing season, but that's a very good season, and I can see him doing it.
Sure. In the realm of possibility, it is absolutely possible. But the thing is, what you just said about Marcus is Marcus wasn't God awful trash.
No, he wasn't.
He just made a mistake.
He made mistakes in key moments. Yes.
I can absolutely see Desmond Ridder making.
Well, I'm not.
Oh, in that moment. If you just didn't have that fumble, then we could have done that.
Sure,
or, oh man, like that one pick, you just needed to have that pass. And I feel like I don't believe in him right now.
Sure, of course. My thing is that I saw the Saints have the quarterback play that they had last year, and we ran through this when we fought about the Derek Carr thing. It was the almost the same stat line that Derek Carr had last year with the Raiders. And I love Chris Olave, but Chris Olave is not Devontae Adams, right? And they don't have Darren Waller there, and they don't have a Josh Jacobs.
They have Jimmy Graham.
Yeah, forgot. Old reliable. We could say he's back in the league now. I just think their quarterback play is going to be, unless it takes a massive step forward, which I don't see it, then I think that they're on par with the Saints. With the Falcons, rather, and that I just think that if
Derek Carr was not the issue with Vegas last year,
if we're flipping a coin, I'm going to go with the team that's more fun for me to pick. So that's why I'm going with the Falcons. This is the other NFC team that I could be completely wrong about when I said that earlier, and I could be. So I have them as the four. I have them as the four seed, though.
I have the Saints as the three seed.
Okay, awesome. So let's go to the NFC West next. This is another intriguing division with a Cardinals team that people think are tanking to get Caleb Williams. A Rams team like that is like now reloaded with a lot of their guys that they won the Super Bowl with, but like are still kind of banged up and are cap strapped. So like, who the hell
Matthew
knows
Stafford what's
going to happen?
Not relating with the rookies.
I don't understand. And then you've got the surprising Seahawks from last year, and of course the Brock Purdy-led.
I think that story so funny.
49ers. Yeah, he's not getting along with the rookies.
It just feels like in today, this is such a weird like. And I feel like in today's age, it's like the easiest time to ever relate with somebody younger. I mean, it's not like. I mean, like I feel like when you were like in the 80s, like. It's harder to relate with somebody who was born in, like, the 60s or something. But, I mean, like, you're saying Matthew Stafford doesn't own an Xbox? I'm sure he's played a video game, you know? Or to be like, I'm sure he's not being like, hey, what's up with that Lady Gaga? Like, he's not saying stuff like that.
What's a TikTok? Matthew Stafford knows what a TikTok is. I have the 49ers winning. I have it close between them and the Seahawks. I have the 49ers as the three seed because I don't see them being this world-beating team that a lot of people see. I think Purdy is bound for some regression.
He looked real good in the preseason.
I don't think he's going to fall flat on his face. I'm going to be comfortable rooting for him again because Trey Lance is gone. but I also don't see him continuing on the incredible hot streak that he did last year. You look at the tape from his run last year, a lot of it is to wide open guys and screen passes to McCaffrey and Kittle. And that's great. And they can still do those things.
Are they going
to
stop?
Because they still have those players. But eventually teams are going to scheme up to stop those plays. And he's going to be forced to make tight throws, which I'm not saying he can't make. But I think that there will be times where he is challenged and struggles this year. So I have him as the three seed. They're still winning the division. I just don't see them as this, they're going to crush everybody team.
Sure. I have them winning the division as well, but I do have them as the world beater, not because of Purdy, although I'm a Purdy believer, maybe even more than that. And this is something I've come around to because I really wasn't the hype train. I think I believe in Shanahan. So when you're like, people are going to figure it out, I think Shanahan will figure that out. But it's the defense. I think the defense has only gotten better.
I did see a report that said Bosa said that they expect him to be there week one, that they'll figure it out.
And they added Hargrave over from Philadelphia, who had a great run with every team that he's really been on. You know, you can't double everybody on that line. So people are just going to be attacking and feeding. I think they have I don't think there's I guess I would say corner, I think would be like the weakness. But on every level, I just think it's so good. 1, 2, and 3. I was like, that is just everywhere they have somebody to do something, and that's great. And so I don't think you need Purdy to be a world beater when, you know what, screens and whatnot to McCaffrey and Kittle, they'll do that. And I think a team has challenged them, and I know that they will, but a team challenged them just as much, I think, as any team can when they played Dallas. And Purdy eventually figured it out. And when you're saying throw tight pass,
he did make pretty,
you know, they had the really incredible, and I get that Kittle did a lot, but the Kittle catch when like they was bobbled and then Kittle did the whole shrug thing, I was like, I don't even love George Kittle, but I really like that moment. He can do it.
And again, I don't hate Brock Purdy, for those of you listening. I don't think that he's going to be, which means that he's going to be the best quarterback in the NFC, because I said that about Patrick Mahomes, too.
That's true.
I said that before he really played, though. Okay, the second I saw him playing, I was like, okay, I get it. Regardless, let's go to the NFC East, since you just talked about them Cowboys. I have the Cowboys winning the division.
Wow.
I think it's going to be – are you surprised by that?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be close division, right? But I think the Eagles had the – factually, the Eagles had the easiest schedule in the NFL last year. Mm. And they you have to beat the teams that are in front of you, right? But they beat up on a lot of really bad quarterbacks and a lot of not so great teams. And that's fine. And they got into the Super Bowl, and we saw Jalen Hurts play the best game of his entire career. I actually feel like he should have been voted MVP of that game, right? But what I want to say is that I don't think that they're going to run away with anything this year like they did last year. So I think it's close between the Cowboys and the Eagles. And I think the Eagles win the divisional tiebreaker by winning one more game. The Cowboys win the divisional tiebreak.
I'm so confused.
Winning the tiebreak, and I think the Cowboys finishes the 2 seed in the NFC.
Oh. That's all I have to say. Oh. I'm saying that because I agree with you in every aspect of that. I also about them Cowboys in the 2 seed.
Wow.
Yeah, Philadelphia lost really impactful players in their defense. And I get that their defense is still really good. I get that they drafted really well. I like their team a lot. But right now, the continuity is with the Dallas Cowboys. I don't personally love McCarthy calling the plays right now. I think that if there is an Achilles heel, I think it is going to be that, because I think Mike McCarthy, in my opinion, a lot of years watching him, is a head coach that needs the overall picture. And I think when he focuses, when you take it away to do that, it just gets a little sloppy. So I could see if there is an Achilles heel for the Dallas Cowboys, that's it. But I really like this. They added Brandon Cooks, which I think is great. He is just quietly one of the best wide receivers in the league, and that he always has 1,000 yards no matter who's throwing him the football across like 18 different teams that everybody just seems to not want him after a year or whatever.
It's the weirdest thing in the world. He's got to have the record for the most first-round picks traded for a player. It's insane. He's so good.
I am on the Tony Pollard train, and you know what? I think they went through their offensive line growing pains a little last year, in that they're like, oh, we don't have the best offensive line, and they're struggling a little bit, but those guys got to grow and, you know, come back healthy. I'm all about it. They have kept the team that competed for that division where the Eagles lost it. Or lost those pieces.
Well, I'm glad we agree. So let's finish.
I was just trying to be an a-hole.
Yeah, no, that was good. Effect. You had me. I believed you. I was like, come on. Here we go. Going to fight about the Cowboys versus the Eagles. Let's go to the NFC North. Crazy division. Obviously, the Minnesota Vikings won it last year. And Detroit didn't make it, but they knocked out the Packers in the playoffs at the end of the year. I have the Packers winning the division.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go first. If you're paying attention to my seeds, I haven't named a number one seed yet in the NFC. I'm going to plant my flag on the Green Bay Packers this year. Their team only got better, and I know they're missing Aaron Rodgers, but we just talked about Aaron Rodgers had a broken hand last year and was bad to end the year. Jordan Love just has to be a little bit better than bad old Aaron Rodgers. I don't think that that's hard, personally. So I think Jordan Love is going to be very good, and I think that we know that Rodgers is traditionally and historically a mobile quarterback, but he's older. He's not as mobile as he used to be. He's certainly not as mobile as a Jordan Love at this age.
Yeah.
I think that added mobility in the RPO game and the read option game with Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, and they're very high about this rookie running back. He's missing in my head, but he made the roster as number three. They're very, very excited about him. I love Christian Watson, and I think Romeo Doubs coming back healthy is great. Somebody in the Packers beat room said it's Luke Musgrave, right? The rookie tight end.
Yeah.
They're talking about him being another Travis Kelce. Could be wrong, but not a lot of people throw around the name Travis Kelce as a comparison. He doesn't have to be that, but I'm in love with their weapons on offense, and I know their defense disappointed last year. I know it did. But one of the biggest things that doesn't carry over year to year is defense, because it requires continuity and it requires just the right concoction of players. And I believe that they still have, they have the same talent on defense as they did last year with a couple of different moved around pieces. And I believe in them being what I thought they were going to be last year. And so if their defense becomes that, and Jordan Love plays just a little bit better than bad, broken Aaron Rodgers last year, there's no reason this team isn't one of the best teams in the NFC.
Sure.
And so I'm going to – I know it's a bold prediction, but I'm planting my flag on it because I want everybody to say that I was the one that picked them. I have them as the number one seed by one game, right? But I still have them winning 12 games this year.
Wow. Wow. That is pretty nuts. That's pretty nuts. I didn't go that bold. I thought people were going to say, like, oh, you're such a homer. You're an idiot. I have them as winning, the fourth seed.
Winning the fourth seed. Okay.
I have them winning the division because of what you said.
Sure.
Everything outside of safety is returning from last year, and they got Jonathan Owens, who I thought was great with Houston last year. I really liked him.
I do really like Owens a lot. He was one of those. A lot of those bad teams have castaway players who like just performed crazy good, but they're like, okay, go make money on a good team.
Yeah, everything that you said, I think, about the Packers is very true. I think they just need a quarterback to be, you know, just, I don't even want to say it this way, but a little bit average to be right there in the thick of things.
Right, their starting quarterback had a broken hand, was almost 40 years old. He was bad last year.
They still have a really good offensive line that's coming back, you know, finally healthy. Bakhtiari.
I think you're underselling it a little bit. I think they have one of the best offensive lines, certainly in the conference.
I think center is a little bit of a question mark right now for them, because I feel like Josh Myers took a step back from where I expected after his rookie year. So we'll have to see if that evens out a little bit. But, you know, for all the reasons when we had our quarterback rankings that I talked about, Aaron Rodgers caring about being in New York, we're getting that for the first time in a long time in Green Bay, where the quarterback was there putting in the work in the offseason and working with the guys and making these connections with these wide receivers and whatnot. And we have that. And, you know, we talked about it. This was LaFleur's guy. This was his first draft. And he said, in the first round with my first pick as the head coach, I'm picking this quarterback because I want this guy. And I feel like he is going to, because right now he has the monkey on his back, right? It's always been like, oh, that's Rodgers doing that. And I think he wants to be like, I helped turn this guy's career around. He was kind of falling off and I led him to two MVPs. And now he has the talent that he picked. And I think they're going to make some plays that are special for him. I think they drafted a lot of offensive pieces in Jalen Reed and Luke Musgraves. And they did draft a Tucker Kraft, which is just another tight end. I think they're going to see a lot of two tight end packages and get that rolling out there. I'm excited for the Packers. And I think they just need to be solid quarterback play to just win that fourth seed.
And I think that we're underrating Matt LaFleur at this point, because we're forgetting... we're forgetting that he coached a guy who didn't want him and who didn't want to run his offense to two straight MVPs. Now he has a guy who he literally got to mold the way that he wanted to. So yeah. I'm excited to watch that. Five seed. I'm
glad that you didn't make me feel like the homer there.
Good. I decided it was tough for a second, because I do love the Lions, and we'll talk about them in a second here, I'm assuming. But I don't see them taking the full division yet.
Sure.
Five seed, I have Philly. I talked a little bit about them, so I don't have any more to add, but that's who I have my five seed.
I also have Philly in the five seed.
Okay. Six seed, this is the one that I went back and forth. This was between, for
Do
me.
You have the Cardinals?
Yeah. This came down to two teams. It came down to the Seattle Seahawks, and it came down to the New York Giants, and I went with the New York Giants. I have the three teams from the NFC East. I just think that a lot of people want to call last year a fluke and that it was a scheme crazy good year. And a lot of that is true in terms of scheme craziness. But they added talent, right? They added a Jalen Hyatt, right? In the, it was the first or second round, right? They got Saquon coming back. They traded for Darren Waller. Like, they just have way more pieces on offense than they did last year. And they were pretty good last year, right? So all it needs is Darren Jones taking another step forward with better weapons. And their defense was very good, right? It could take another step. I think Dexter Lawrence might be one of the most underrated defenders in the entire NFL. He's a monster, and I expect a huge year from him. So it came down between the two of them for this spot, and I went with the Giants.
Okay, that's fair. I think especially after the Giants, not only did they add really good pieces in free agency, but I think they traded for a player that I absolutely loved a couple years ago, and Isaiah Simmons, and they went and got Bobby.
Gotta love Bobby.
My man, Bobby.
Bobby.
They got Okereke.
I didn't even know what you were going to say after that. Bobby Okereke.
That's probably what his name should be. So I really like a lot of those pieces, but I am going with the team that you said we're going between that. I'm going with the Seahawks because I know everyone and their mom was down on them last year, saying they were the first overall pick and they shocked the world and it was cool. But I really like what they did with the draft. I like just what they're developing there. They brought Bobby back that I think Bobby Seahawks version. I think that's going to be inspirational for the team. And I think they are developing a little bit, not really, this is not true, so don't be like, that's so dumb. A little bit of the Legion of Boom, too. I really like
Jamal
their secondary.
Adams should be back, which I think is big, right?
Yeah. He should be back, and they had Woolen, and then they drafted, I can't remember, the top five corner this year.
They have a good roster, and I like their roster, and it was really hard. I'm going to root for them. I like them, right? But it was hard for me because then, to sort of segue to our seven seed, I do have the Lions making the playoffs. I think that they sneak in, and this is like a tie for this last spot, and it just went to them over the Seahawks. So again,
so you think the Lions do to the Seahawks what the Seahawks did to the
Lions? Yes, I do.
Last year?
I think that because the Lions did the Seahawks a solid, right? They got them in by beating the Packers this year, so now it's going to happen the other way, right? So while the AFC was murderer's row, this was my toughest cut right here, is that I wanted to find a way to get Seattle in there, and I just couldn't do it with the other teams because I do believe in Ben Johnson coming back as the offensive coordinator. I think that was the biggest move for this team.
Sure.
Love Jahmyr Gibbs, and I love that they took him so high because it means they're going to use him, right? One of the most underrated running backs in the league right now is David Montgomery because people are forgetting about him because of Jahmyr Gibbs. So they're going to use both those guys. They're going to be great. Love the Sam Laporta tight end pick. Mr. Williams is suspended to start, but he will be back and he will be good for them, right? Amon-Ra St. Brown, the sun god, is awesome. Jared Goff, this is one of the best offensive lines in the NFL too, right? And their defense was bad last year, but they got better. In the second half of the year, they only allowed 20 points a game, which for a lot of teams is a lot, but for a team, an offense like this that's going to put up 25 plus a game, that's fine, right? You just need to score more than the other team. So I do think they backdoor their way into the wild card weekend. So I have the Lions.
No, we didn't, because you had the Packers at one. I was going to say, we almost agree with our entire slate.
So we just swapped Seahawks and Giants, right? So do you have the Lions?
I have the Lions as a seventh seed.
So we just swapped Seahawks and Giants.
I will say, because we talked about it with the Packers and how defense doesn't always translate, because it did start off really badly for them, and they turned a little bit of a corner during that win streak. We'll have to see if that continues. Yeah. That could be that. I think that could just blow up everything. We're so high on the Lions and be like, oh, they just fell on their face because of that.
Yeah. One last comment I want to make about the NFC is a one like, so I talk about toughest cut with Seattle. Obviously, I could be wrong about the Saints and Falcons, right? I want to say a quick little word about watch out for the Panthers, because I know a lot of people are saying the line's bad and their weapons are bad. I just want to say, don't be surprised if Bryce Young is awesome, if Miles Sanders is awesome, and if Adam Thielen magically catches 10 touchdown passes like he always seems to do, and I really like their second-round wide receiver, Jonathan Mingo, right? And they have an incredibly young and talented defense, so I didn't pick them, right? I do have them winning like 8 games, so I think they're going to be a team that like fights with other teams, right?
Okay.
But I just want to do a quick shout out to them because I really like what they do. So,
well, there we have it.
All right, so let's go to season awards here as we near the end of our episode. Let's start with Coach of the Year. Who you got?
I have a similar kind of story right now to last year's Coach of the Year award with Brian Daboll and the Giants, and I think Sean Payton's taking it this year I have those Broncos sneaking in.
Yeah, if you have the Broncos doing that, I can see
and
that.
And because they were so bad last year, they're going to be like, wow, look at like this turnaround. And I think that that narrative propels Sean Payton to winning.
So if my season scenario plays out the way it does, then Matt LaFleur wins Coach of the Year, right?
Okay.
Because this award goes...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This award always
goes the way you go.
The award always goes like this. It's either a brand new coach coming in and changing it like you, or it's a coach who has a new quarterback. It's always that. It's been that way for so many years, and so I think that it'll be, if it goes the way that it goes, which I think it will, it'll be Matt LaFleur winning his second Coach of the Year, right? He won Coach of the Year his first year, I think.
No.
Oh, no. He was in the running, though. He was a finalist. Yeah. All right. So then we go. Let's do Offensive and Defensive Rookie of the Year.
All right. You can take that one first.
So my Offensive Rookie Year is boring. I think it's easily going to be Bijan Robinson, especially if he's the focal point of a team that I'm predicting to win the division. I just think it's easy. He's like minus 500 on FanDuel right now to win it, so don't even waste your money on it. It's a bad bet. Defensive player of the year for me, though, is a team that makes the AFC playoffs. I'm saying Joey Porter Jr. wins defensive player. Ooh. Defensive rookie of the year.
Okay.
I think that I agreed with you when you said there I have questions about their secondary, and I do too. I think Joey Porter Jr. steps up, and corners don't normally win this type of award, and certainly non-first round picks don't normally win this award, right? I think that he steps up and really stabilizes that secondary, and I think he's going to have a lot of turnovers, and that's what you win awards for.
Sure.
Is putting stats up.
We have not seen a corner win.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I think he puts... Never mind. Well, yeah, I'm just saying it doesn't normally happen. I know it's happened recently, but...
I was going to say defensive player of the year, but realize that's
what
I'm talking about.
So again, I think that Joey Porter Jr. wins our PSU guy.
Okay. I also have Bijan winning. A running back hasn't won since Saquon, but you talked about him. So I'm just going to go based off of things that you've said. And if the Panthers win 8 games, I think the quarterback trend continues and it's Young.
Yeah, that's a good point. If they do win 8 games, it'll be because Bryce Young was pretty good, and that would make sense. Okay, cool.
Defensive. I didn't even
say
that.
Yeah, you did say defensive.
It's not a team that we've talked about at all. Although technically, that's a lie we have. I think it's going to be Will Anderson Jr. with the Texans.
Okay,
I
could see that.
So fundamentally sound that he's going to make some waves. I think already in the preseason, I see, that's why they took him. That's why they traded up to take him. I see that, and I think he's gonna be disruptive.
The only concern I have about Will Anderson Jr. winning this award is that the Texans have to be semi-decent for that to happen, because if teams get up early against them, they're going to run the ball, and he's not going to get sack numbers, and so he's not going to have statistically
that
kind of season.
I hear you about
that's
that.
That's my only concern.
I think he's...
But I could also see the Texans not being great, but being one of those teams that like is in a bunch of games and doesn't quite win it, right? So I could see him making plays, but that's my only reason I really kind of left him
off
my
board. I hear you. I won't be shocked whatsoever if he doesn't win. I think it will be an Aiden Hutchinson kind of scenario where I believed that Hutchinson, at the end of the year, that's who I said I think should win. I think it's going to be a storyline like that.
Defensive player of the year. I just said he was the most underrated defensive player in the NFL. I'm saying Dexter Lawrence.
Oh, man.
I think and defensive tackles don't normally win this award, but
I don't know. Oh, Aaron Donald.
But he also moves to the outside, which Lawrence does sometimes too. I think Lawrence is going to put up some sack numbers, and I also think he's going to have a lot of like pass breakup numbers, and I think he's just going to have the stats to support the consideration, and then once he's considered, people are going to watch his tape and be like, whoa, this guy is incredible. And I have them obviously making the playoffs as the sixth seed. So I tried to pick a team that, so it's not surprising if the Giants make it again, but they're a trendy pick to miss it, right? So I think that if they solidify again another spot, I think that people are going to look at their roster and be like, why are they doing this? Their offense is going to be good enough, and they're going to be like, Dexter Lawrence is a monster. And so I have him as defensive player of the year.
Okay. I am going with somebody that I have such a weird love-hate relationship with, that I love the player, but I feel like it's a little over-touted, but I think has it all together, and I'm going with defensive player of the year. It's our PSU guy, Micah Parsons. I think if there's just
a good pick. I think he's the favorite right now.
I would have thought Bosa was the favorite.
Well, repeat is hard to do. Didn't he win last year?
He did.
Yeah,
sure.
So repeat. Anyways. So I think that's why Micah's the favorite. But Bosa's up there too.
I just think right now Micah Parsons needs more consistency, and not consistency in disruptiveness, because I feel like there probably isn't another player that's as disruptive as Micah Parsons, but we just need to see it finish. And I feel like, you know, year three, I think it's going to all absolutely click, and I think he gets it this year, because I just need not having more than half your sacks in just three games.
I don't want to rub it in on our buddy and our Dallas correspondent, Mike, here, but we've come a long, long way from Mike being like, linebackers are a bad pick in the first round. So he's already admitted he was wrong about it because he's like generational. But we've come a long way from bad first round pick to defensive player of the year. That'd be fun. Thanks for listening, buddy. Offensive player of the year, I have this as Christian McCaffrey. I think McCaffrey's going to do enough. I don't know if he'll have 1,000. I think he'll be close, though.
Yeah.
Because Shanahan just does such great stuff with him.
There are reports today that they plan to take him off the field a little bit.
Yeah, and I know that. I think Elijah Mitchell is good, and I think that they did use him last year, right? I just think that McCaffrey's going to have so many good numbers in terms of touchdowns and the receiving work to have enough of that to be okay, this guy, because again, repeating's tough. So I think Justin Jefferson will be good. I don't think he'll win it. I think Jamar Chase will be a finalist for this as well, but I think it will end up being, it normally ends up being the QB wins the MVP and then the second best offensive player.
So you're saying Brock wins. Purdy is going to be the MVP?
Shh, don't spoil it. That's next. But I have Christian McCaffrey, CMC, winning this award.
Yeah, you just highlighted where I'm going. It makes me feel good that you think he's at least going to be a finalist, because I have Jamar Chase taking that step and being the guy and wins the offensive player of the year.
Yeah, and there's a lot of reports about him just being totally locked in this year, right? And I think that, I mean, was it their third? There was a second year last year, right?
Yes.
And so Justin Jefferson did it last year, won Offensive Player of the Year. I think that it would make sense for Chase to be like, okay, you're not as good as me. Let's do this. So, yeah, I do think he'll be great. All right.
I don't know. According to the NFL script.
Well, the NFL script is DK Metcalf's going to make an ab catch. So I'd vote for him Offensive Player of the Year. All right.
I'll go first.
MVP.
Shadowed it because of that, because I have them winning the number one seed. Offensive player, you said, goes to the rookie quarterback. I think Joey B is going to do it, man. I think he's going to overtake Patty Mahomes.
You know what's crazy? First of all, that's awesome, and I can see it happening. I really thought you were pointing at me. And I swear to God, you could say Brock Purdy wins MVP, and I was like, get off the show right now.
Why didn't you think I was going to point at you saying that you win MVP?
Well, I'm saying that you were saying, like, you just said it, the running back wins the offensive player of the year, so I picked McCaffrey, so I thought you were going to go, I was like, no way.
I'm trying to give you the MVP.
Not saying Brock Purdy.
Adam Rossi.
Thanks, pal.
Yeah, Joey B, everybody.
Joe Burrow. It makes sense that narratively, right, that he has had Mahomes' number for the most part, right? I know they just lost in the title game last year. But he's at that level where if he puts up those numbers and his receiver is the offensive player of the year, it makes sense.
I'm excited for this year.
This one's tough for me. This one was hard. I cannot tell you how much I wanted to say that Josh Allen was finally going to do it and that Brock Purdy was going to be cut and they're going to trade back for Trey Lance. And then Sam Darnold wins MVP. That'd be fun. People are going to say that I'm catering to the fans here. Not catering to the fans. I'm saying Rain Dakota Prescott wins the MVP this year. Book it. Listen, I think that the offense, I know that Kellen Moore left, and I'm semi-concerned about Mike McCarthy taking over, and I'm semi-concerned about this, we're going to run the football, and we're really going to be committed to that, right? I'm semi-worried about that. But Rodgers won MVP with McCarthy calling plays too. McCarthy's not an idiot. He's going to see how incredible this pass offense is with Pollard catching it out of the backfield. We talked about CeeDee Lamb being amazing in another year in the offense. We talked about how underrated Cook is. I think another thing we're not talking about here is Michael Gallup, another year removed from the injury.
Yeah, sure.
Jalen Tolbert, I think, was a rookie last year. Big speed, right? I think that he really adds to this offense. That's huge weapons. Tight ends is semi-concern, right? Because they lost their guy. Dalton Schultz is no longer there. He's in Houston now. But I think that Prescott's going to put up huge numbers. And They're not going to give it to Mahomes a second time in a row. I know that Rodgers did it in a row, but I don't think you have to be insane to get two in a row. I don't think it's going to happen. I really wanted to pick Josh Allen here, but I'm just going to put a flag in it. I'm going to say, I know we've got Cowboys fans that like the show, so get hyped. Rain Dakota Prescott, top five quarterback in the NFL, MVP.
Man. Here we go. I like that.
Yeah.
I think it's fun.
Okay, so let's do a quick rundown of all of our picks so far, and then we'll do Super Bowl predictions. Okay, all
right.
So in the AFC, I have Chiefs, Titans, Bills, Ravens as my division winners, and then I have the Dolphins, Bengals, Steelers in the playoffs. And Josh has,
I have Bengals, Chiefs, Jets, and Jags. Then the Bills, Ravens, and Broncos as wild cards.
In the NFC, I have the Packers, the Cowboys, the 49ers, and the Falcons as division winners. And then I shut up.
Sounds so.
And then I have the. I will never let you live it down if it happens. I just want to let you know.
If the Packers win the. Yep, go ahead.
Yeah. And then we have the Eagles, Giants, and Lions that make the wild cards.
I have the 49ers, Cowboys, Saints, and Packers. Then I have the Eagles, Seahawks, and Lions.
So we flop our division winners for the South, and then we swapped the Giants and the Seahawks. So it was pretty close in the NFC. All right. Super Bowl prediction. So I don't know if you did this, but I obviously picked the full season. So I'm going to tell you the two title games.
All right, here we go.
And then I'm going to tell you the thing.
All right.
NFC title game is the MVP-led Dallas Cowboys versus the upstart New York Giants.
Oh, my.
In the NFC title game.
Wow.
And Dak Prescott and the MVP going to the Super Bowl.
Hot. Okay.
In the AFC, we have the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Buffalo Bills in a rematch, leading to the most stressful simultaneous catch Super Bowl outside of Bills, Packers, Bills, Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
And I believe that this is where we have them where we want them. Nobody believes in us, team. Buffalo Bills, Super Bowl champions.
Ooh.
Ooh. So, wow. Now, I know I got excited there, but real quick before I toss it back to you for your pick, I just want to say, I had a tough time picking who the Super Bowl was this year. I think there's so many teams that can do it. But I do think that there's a little bit of, there are plenty of people who believe in the Bills. We're not really a nobody believes in us team.
Yeah.
But there are enough people saying we've missed our window. There are enough people saying, oh, Diggs wants out. They're falling apart. There are enough people saying things like that that will galvanize players in the NFL to delude themselves to believing nobody believes in them, right? Okay. And I think that's enough, right? Because if you watched quarterback, there were Chiefs players saying, nobody believed in us. Like Travis Kelce said that. And it's like, everybody believed in you. You're the Chiefs, right? So I think that there could be some of that where there Stephon Diggs says, nobody believed in the Bills when people, plenty of people did. But it's enough to motivate them.
Whoa.
Yeah. A car driving by.
Are you going to, as you have in years past, be frustrated by that?
That nobody believes
just,
in us?
I'm just asking.
That nobody believes in us?
Yeah.
No.
I remember years ago when the Patriots did it.
No, I know. Trust me, I know. The reason I'm saying no this year is because last year was the first time ever that we were the consensus pick, right? We were a trendy pick the year before that, right? Some people said, ooh, the Bills, it'd be fun, right? But last year was the first time I've ever experienced my team being everybody picked us, and I hated it. Because everybody was like, they were nitpicking everything. And then when it didn't happen, I had to listen to Nick Wright going to Tyrod being like, see, Josh Allen's not that great and the Bills aren't that good. I told you so. And so I think this year, plenty of people, including Nick, are going to lead the charge on saying the Bills aren't as good as you think they are. And I think that'll be enough to motivate the team to go all the way. So I want to be ahead of it, and I want to say it's going to happen. So.
I mean, people also said that about the Chiefs, though.
Yeah, no, again, it's true. Like I said, I think that neither of the teams are really a nobody believes in us team, but they're just enough not the favorite that it works, right? Okay. Okay. So that's what I'm saying.
All right. Wow. That will be a stressful couple weeks in these parts. It's not my Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. But again, I wanted to go first because I don't know if you have your NFC, AFC title game, but...
Oh, I don't. I was gonna say. Yeah, I don't.
But if you want to, like, just quickly think, guess what the other team would be. You can do it, but that's up to you.
Yeah, I have something that I think is a little bit chalk, just because I have
chalk won last year, so it's not, you know what I mean, outside of the Philly pick, but it, halfway through the season, people thought it was going to be Philly. So.
You know what? Actually, I'm gonna flip the script.
Let's call it audible on simultaneous catch.
I'm taking my thing, put it into the eraser.
I love
racing
when you go off script. Let's go.
And I'm gonna say
so. This
is true.
Okay,
I'm taking the same AFC team.
You're gonna take the Bills?
No.
Oh,
that I put earlier.
Oh, so it was.
It is the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay. Okay. And so
here we go.
If you had to guess, who would be in the AFC title game in that?
Oh, I think we get a repeat from last year.
Okay, sure. That makes sense. Chalk. Okay, so we have Cincy in the Super Bowl, and then Cincy your and NFC team.
Here is...
is change. So you had the 49ers.
I had the 49ers.
Okay, I was going to say.
And I'm switching to agree with you on the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, look at us.
But...
oh, no.
Because of all of that...
yeah.
I'm flipping who I thought would have won.
So you... oh.
In my original pick, had the 49ers
but
winning.
But now you have
but
Cincy.
But now I have Cincy.
Ooh.
Because when it all comes down to it, I said earlier, I don't believe in Mike McCarthy calling the plays, and it's going to cost them a game, and it will do that.
They're going to get to the Super Bowl.
And he's ugly gonna... head, and something is going to go wrong.
He's going to be too conservative.
And it's going to be because of Mike McCarthy.
I could see it getting to that point where they, wow, Mike is going to like hate us, and also like, all my friends and cousins who are also Cowboys fans, they're going to be like, wow, they have us in the Super... oh. Sorry, guys. But I could see them getting there and McCarthy overthinking it for 2 weeks and being like, we need to make sure we run the ball and stop the run and go away from what got them there. I could
you
see
can
that
see
happening.
See how ugly the I handwriting is.
So who just toss out a team that you think might be in the NFC title game with, against the... you said Cowboys. So do you think it'll be Cowboys-Niners?
I think it's going to be Cowboys-Eagles.
Okay. So you had it 49ers-Eagles?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I like that.
So obviously not a super all fun right. script that it's the same
this
thing.
Script. No, it's fine. It's fine.
Now it's not.
We love... listen,
because
we,
I went off script.
We love rematches, and we love when Lappin goes off script. I love it. That's awesome. Simultaneous catch preview. So I have the Bills beating the Cowboys, and Josh has the Bengals beating the Cowboys. Both would be fun Super Bowls. Both would be stressful.
I don't think I'd be stressed if it was Bengals-Cowboys.
Oh, Bengals-Cowboys? I don't think I'd be stressed, but I'd feel a little bit of stress for my friends and family who are Cowboys fans. And I would root for them in that scenario.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
I have a cold read.
Oh,
that okay. I think is more appropriate for this
sure.
than, a, than a, like a weak thing.
We'll finish it off with a cold read.
Cold read. Who is the first coach to be fired this year?
It's so funny. It's like
I guess you could say that you don't think there'll be any in-season firing.
Oh no, I know exactly who it's going to be, and you're going to laugh at me.
Okay,
because the Saints aren't making the playoffs, so Dennis Allen's going to be fired.
You think Dennis Allen will be fired
in
season?
Yeah, I think they're going to struggle, and they're going to be like. Because I never believed in Allen to begin with as a head coach,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I think we talked about that hire. I was like, I think he's a good defensive coordinator. And he's not a head coach. I think that it, mid-season, they will panic. And they will just sort of audible to a different coach. And they might still be competitive with him. But I think that they're going to be worried about it and then audible.
Okay.
I see that your audio is kind of
something happened.
Up, so... something oh, no, it looks like it's still on there.
Oh, I fixed it.
I'll try to see
there's
if I can
be
edit,
something crazy.
Edit it in post. Awesome. Do you have one? Is that why you asked?
I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of feelings I have about this subject.
The Cardinals are going to be bad, but he's not going to be fired.
Yeah, they just hired
the Texans
him.
Are going to be tough, and I don't want to...
I don't think it'll be a first year.
I don't want to jinx anybody, but I know the Texans don't have the best luck with... first year head coaches,
D'Amico,
but I think
Ryan's
D'Amico's
gonna
okay.
Turn that around.
They gave him 6 years instead of five, like the other coaches.
Talk
so.
About that.
We did talk about that. Okay.
I think it's going to be Josh McDaniel.
I could see that too. I could see that too. All right. Well, thanks for listening to Simultaneous Catch, guys. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Simultaneous Catch, on Twitter, at Simult Catch. We will be doing our annual Simultaneous Catch fantasy team this weekend. So that'll be up before the season as well. And then we will have our week one preview. We'll do Palace Picks. Josh is defending champ for the first time.
That's GD right.
All of our seasons of Simultaneous Catch. We will be doing another Pick'em pool. So I will post that pretty soon. And we will also let you know how to do that.
Might as well not even bother, guys, because I'm coming back.
in the next episode. So thanks for listening, guys. Get hyped. Football's back. God bless.